النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was a pure source of wisdom and knowledge. Despite his young age, he showed what divinely gifted knowledge really looks like. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the 10th divinely appointed successor of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was also the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. After Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered with the answers of an expert the most difficult of questions posed to him by the Shia scholars and jurisprudents, the Shia leaders at that time had more faith and certainty now of what they had previously believed, that a divinely appointed Imam must have the most knowledge and he must be the most knowledgeable one of his time, regardless of whether he is young or old. And so the knowledge, virtue, and the delving into the sciences of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam astonished the minds and sparked meetings and gatherings in all parts of the Muslim world. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-a'immat al-du'at.
Peace be upon the imams, the leaders, the guides, the chiefs, the authorities, the defenders, the protectors, the people of the reminder, the men in authority, the left ones by Allah, His select, His party, the case of His knowledge, His argument, His path, His light, His proof. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam from the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, one of the things that was very prevalent in the time of Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, it was something that, you know, people were confused about, specifically the religious scholars and the ulama of the Ahlul Sunnah, especially because they were disconnected from the Ahlul Bayt, alayhi salam, to a certain extent. They were confused about certain things such as compulsion and free will. And so one of the things that they were really stuck in was this idea of compulsion and free will. What's interesting is in this conversation, of course, which is a long conversation, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he starts to bring up various verses of the Holy Quran in which His Eminence talks about how Allah will punish the disbelievers, He will punish the kuffar, He will punish those who commit sins, because Allah told these people to not commit these different offenses, yet they went ahead and they committed those offenses, and so now they are liable for punishment. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam talks about compulsion, and he talks about how, you know, if Allah is going to punish these individuals, then He cannot force these people into committing sins, because this would, you know, eventually mean that Allah is unjust and Allah is oppressive, because He is punishing people for sins that they were forced into doing, you know, and really doesn't make any kind of a sense. So Imam al-Hadi, he talks about verses of the Holy Quran, and eventually he kind of closes off this whole idea of absolute compulsion, again, by listing some verses of the Holy Quran. Eventually, he says that we, the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, say that Allah the Almighty rewards people for their doings and punish them for their doings, that they do with their own will and ability that Allah has given to them. Allah has enjoined the people to do some things, and He has forbidden people from doing other things. That things which Allah has enjoined the people to do, when the people do it out of their free will, they are rewarded for these things, and this is just and honorable on the behalf of Allah the Almighty. And on the other hand, when the people prevent themselves from doing those things which Allah has forbidden them from doing, then again Allah rewards that individual, because out of their free will, they prevented themselves from doing those things which Allah had forbidden them from doing. But on the other hand, if the individual goes ahead and does those things which Allah has prohibited, then of course they are liable for punishment. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam again brings up a verse from the Holy Quran talking about the mercy and the justness and the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where the Holy Quran says, whoever brings forth a good deed, we shall reward them with 10 of that like. But whoever brings an evil deed, we shall recompense them with the like of that one deed, and no one shall be dealt with unjustly. And finally, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam talks about how Every soul shall be rewarded for what they have earned, and no justice shall be done to them on the day of justice and the day of judgment. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Hadi, alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.